We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. It is John Chuck. We're here with you, hanging out till 12:30 today, when we'll hand it over to Atlanta United pregame coverage. Atlanta United New England Revolution coming up 1 o'clock ish kickoff as the MLS playoffs are getting underway today. We'll talk to Jason Longshore and Mike Connie coming up at 12:20. But last night on my show, I had a chance to catch up with Fox Sports South pregame, postgame, and sideline reporter Jillian Sakovic. You can follow her on Twitter at Jillian Sakovic. As we talked about this matchup, and I started off by asking Jillian, what does New England have to do differently to try to beat this Atlanta United team?
Yeah, the biggest thing that New England has on their side right now is the fact that they want to really play for their manager. Bruce Arena is the winningest active coach in Major League Soccer. That's why it was such a fascinating matchup 2 weeks ago when Frank DeBoer comes in, and he is a first-year MLS coach, and he's going up against a guy like Bruce Arena. And I was chatting with Brad Gazan today, also national team goalkeeper, so played for some time under Bruce Arena when he was the coach with the national team. And Brad just warned, you know, Bruce is a guy who's going to have an ace or two up his sleeve. So I think that's the biggest thing, is what little adjustment, what little change, what is Bruce going to kind of be working with? Because there are some interchangeable players, I think, with the New England Revolution. With Atlanta United, they're really lucky, outside of the fact of Miles Robinson, of course, to have a fully fit squad, which is something that they haven't had much of this year. You know, Frank is working with a really great group of guys. New England Revolution has some interchangeable parts, so I think it's going to be interesting to see who they bring in. I think it's going to be interesting to see if Bruce throws anything out there. But that's why they're dangerous, that they have nothing to lose. I think everyone at that club, even team staff that I've spoken to in May, thought that there was no way that they were making the playoffs. You know, they were looking at vacation. And Bruce Arena comes in there in the middle of May, and they've lost twice since he's been their manager. So that, to me, is what makes this New England Revolution side so good. Now, what they're going to need to do better is finish. We saw an open game at times. We saw New England have a couple chances, but not finish them. So that's kind of what we'll have to see. And they have it in them, that's for sure. They have some attacking weapons.
Jillian, how do you think PT Martinez, fits in to all of this? He's been kind of MIA, obviously, here down the stretch. How does he fit in, especially with the Miles Robinson injury? How does he fit into this team as we move into playoff time now?
It's eerily similar to me, in a good way, to what we saw from Ezequiel Barco last year. You know, didn't play a ton during the playoffs, and what, how much we see Pity play, we will have to find out. But it's an adjustment year for him, and we've really seen him settle in. I think the last game we saw him would have been not the Decision Day game against New England Revolution, but just the one before that, in Montreal. And it was one of Pity Martinez's better performances as of late. And so he has it in him, and he's a fantastic weapon, whether Frank decides to go with him in the starting 11 or off the bench. I mean, he's the reigning South American player of the year, and he's up for it. All of these guys are.
Jillian Sakovic joining us here, Atlanta United pre- and post-game host, also does sidelines for Fox Sports South for them. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:30 will be pregame. You can watch the game on Fox Sports South. How does the Miles Robinson injury affect this team? Is it not as big a deal in this round, or is there something specific that could be a factor in this match on Saturday?
So the thing that they're going to have to worry about with Miles Robinson is they're losing speed, right? So you'll see Atlanta United push their line so far up because they know if there's a mistake or you have to get back, that Miles can make up for that with his speed. I mean, that's why Frank DeBoer has gone to him all season. But the good news is it doesn't get much better than maybe losing Miles Robinson and having guys like Laurentine Pogba or Michael Parkhurst that you can slot in there. There's not many teams in Major League Soccer that have two guys at that level that he could go to. That would just be my guess of who we could be seeing. And both fantastic options. Pogba's been exciting this year. And Michael Parkhurst, obviously the steadfast captain, a guy who in his 10 years of Major League Soccer has been in the playoffs 9 times and is just a fantastic communicator. And when a game is loud, when it's open for 70,000 people, you need a guy who can communicate. So while it's really unfortunate, and I know the club is very frustrated about losing Miles Robinson, you have two really, really good options back there.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. As we're on the waitfor.com hotline, we're talking with Atlanta United pre- and post-game host, sideline reporter for Atlanta United, Jillian Sakovitz, part of Fox Sports South's broadcast. They'll have the pregame at 12:30, 1 o'clock kickoff. You can watch all the action on Fox Sports South. So you're a soccer aficionado. I'm just a jabroni here on the radio talking about it. You know, I'm curious as to your thoughts about this. Darren Eales was on the station, and he comes on weekly, and was pretty upset, obviously, at the way Miles Robinson ended up getting injured for all this. I understand in soccer it's different in playing for country and the international breaks and how important that is. But, you know, I also hear guys like Mark Cuban who talk about, I don't want my guys going overseas and playing. I don't want Dirk Nowitzki playing in overseas and stuff like that. I've asked this question before to other soccer folks. Is there some point at which MLS has to get a little bit selfish from the standpoint of they have to make sure that they try to protect their players? You know, Major League Baseball does the World Baseball Classic before the season starts. And I understand things can happen and stuff like that. But when you have so many breaks during the season, we've seen one injury that can just throw a team into flux. I mean, it's happened at Atlanta United with Yosef Martinez before. So where do you stand on that? And how do you think MLS has to maybe think about its own league as it moves forward?
Well, since the beginning of Major League Soccer, you know, this has just been an issue with the schedule. It doesn't necessarily align with the schedules that we see across the world. However, they efforted in kind of fixing that a little bit this year with the single elimination playoff format. In the years past, we've seen the conference semifinals and the conference finals, be two-leg series, which would mean, not kidding you, I've done this for years, that you have to wait to play in your conference final until the end of November, and you would start it at the beginning of November. And that's so there's been more international breaks in Major League Soccer in the past. Moving the final to November 10th has bypassed the November international break. So when it's difficult for a number of reasons. I mean, climate is one. The United States has a pretty severe winter, and moving MLS to the winter or during that time, there's just a number of factors at play that are so beyond just changing the schedule. But they have efforted in adjusting that. This year is a perfect example. Making it single elimination, there's less games, and they can get the final in before the November FIFA break. In years past, it was December, as we know, when Atlanta United won a final. So they're making steps towards it. But when we completely change the MLS schedule, I don't think it's in the foreseeable future. I think it's just a part of the game, and it just is what soccer is.
That's why you're the soccer aficionado, and I'm just some jabroni here on the radio. That was good.
Oh, no.
Good information there. You can catch her. She'll be on the broadcast for Fox Sports South, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff, Atlanta United in New England Revolution. She'll be on the pregame, postgame, and on the sidelines as well, Jillian Sakovitz. Join us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Follow Jillian, by the way, on Twitter, as I do, at Jillian Sakovitz. Jillian, I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being on. And listen, we need a win here in Atlanta for one of our professional teams, so I'm very much assuming that we will see that come Saturday afternoon.
Atlanta's taken care of us in the past, and something I was on CNN earlier previewing this game and the MLS playoffs overall, and something I said that we should all keep in mind is, for Atlanta United fans, this team has showed up when they've needed to, whether it's U.S. Open Cup, Campione's Cup. They've already won two trophies this year. So I do not have any doubt in the type of team we're going to see show up tomorrow. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Well, Jillian, we'll be talking to you for the next round. Appreciate the time. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. You got it. John Chukwu here. We'll be back. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. John Chukwu here with you for a few more minutes as we get ready to hand off to pregame coverage at 12:30 of Atlanta United, New England Revolution. Kickoff a little bit after 1 o'clock, and we are joined now from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as you can hear in the background, by the two gentlemen that will be calling all of the action today, Jason Longshore and Mike Connie, as they join us live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I should probably apologize to Jason in advance, because there will be, sorry, because I'm an a-hole, but there will be some inside baseball stuff, Jason, that will be thrown out along the way here in these next 7.5 minutes. So just fair warning to you.
I think I can roll with it. I'll be all right.
Okay. All right. So, guys, Joe Patrick and I were talking about this matchup earlier today. I want to get your guys' thoughts. I think that first maybe 10 to 12 minutes, guys, is going to be really interesting to see if there's an early mistake. Does somebody take a chance early before everything kind of settles in? To me, watching that first 10 to 12 minutes, I think, is going to be kind of interesting to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, it might be a little bit longer than that, just because the nature of the postseason. Sometimes it's a little bit slower to build into the match. But, yeah, I think let's say the first 30 for sure, because Atlanta can take control of the match in the first 30, and that's something they've done a really good job of over the final two-thirds of the season. But New England has firepower and can get in behind. They're not going to mess around with much possession, the Revolution. They're going to try to play direct.
I was asking Joe, and I'll ask you, about how you think PT Martinez's role is going to be, whether it's today or as his team moves along in the playoffs.
Well, PT is not in the starting lineup today, John. He would be coming off the bench if he is to play at all, and I think that's something that is probably going to get overreacted to. But in terms of what Frank DeBoer has selected for today, it actually makes a lot of sense. You've got to look at this as the possibility of maybe having to play 120 minutes and not 90. If you're not of the belief that Ezequiel Barco can give you 120 minutes, then it would make a lot of sense to be able to introduce Pity Martinez maybe at the 60-minute mark of this match, depending on how things are playing out, obviously. If you have a big lead, it would be different. And you can make a like-for-like change there. I think the other thing it tells you is that they're obviously very, very high on what Emerson Heineman has given them recently, and he's been very, very good. But I think Pity has been excellent over the last 6 to 8 weeks. I think he's been one of Atlanta United's best players. And just because Pity is not starting in this match today does not necessarily, in my opinion, mean that he won't start if you get through to Thursday and play Philadelphia or New York Red Bulls.
That's exactly where my head's at. I think Pity Martinez gives you spectacular, and in moments like this, you need a little more stability, especially from the start. Heineman doesn't turn the ball over as much as Pity. He also doesn't make as many special plays as Pity. But to start a postseason match, you'll take that security early on.
And guys, Michael Parkhurst looks like in the starting 11 as well. I guess no real surprise there. How much run does he get today, Jason?
As long as he can. I think Parkey's in there as long as he can handle it today. And if you handle things the right way defensively, you want to make it easy for Michael Parkhurst to play 90 or 120 as long as you need him, because I think you're going to see a little bit of what we saw in Montreal, where early on the wingbacks, Julian Gressel, Justin Merrim, sit deeper. You want to protect the back line a little bit more. And against a team like New England, that actually plays to your advantage, because New England doesn't want to build up play through the middle. They want to skip that, play to Gustavo Bowe, play to Teal Bunbury up top, and look for the second ball. That isn't as effective if your defense is sitting deeper than they did in the first half on decision day.
Why would I believe that New England can do anything differently today than what's happened in the other two matches from this year?
Well, I think in the playoffs, your approach coming into a match is dramatically different, because you're going to play with a lot of safety, right? I don't think you're going to take as many chances going forward, especially if you're on the road in New England early in this match. Remember, last week, New England, or 2 weeks ago, New England Revolution, they weren't really playing for a whole lot. There was a a path where maybe they could get to the number six seed and maybe not have to, play New York City potentially until the East Final if things worked out, certainly. I don't know. They didn't really have a whole lot to play for last week, so they could play a little more free with a little more reckless abandon. I think today Bruce Arena is probably going to be a lot more tactical. So that will be one difference. But, I mean, look, the numbers don't lie. Atlantic United's 4-0-2 all-time against New England. One of those two draws last year in Foxborough was a pretty unjust result, a very soft penalty called at the end of the match that Teal Bunbury converted for the equalizer. Bruce Arena has this team playing a lot better. They're 8-3-8 with him. Those eight draws would get you to penalties in a playoff game. But I just think the approach is going to be a lot more conservative, a lot more tactical for New England today, and that's why this match might play out in a different way than we've seen, say, on April the 13th or on October the 6th.
Jason, we were kind of getting the translated version of what Josef Martínez had to say, maybe the little bit more unedited adult version of what he had to say out there. It feels like, to me at least, that, you know, he wants to try to take over early in this thing and maybe get them up and not mess around. Find a way to get an early goal and, you know, really just kind of put New England on their heels and try to really make them catch up. I just have this sneaking feeling that he's going to be very aggressive and want to attack early today.
When stars like that are giving you statements that bold about what they expect, about what they want to see, both from teammates, just from the game itself, you have to feed them early. And that's going to be the goal for Atlanta, is you want to feed Josef as early as possible, as often as possible, and give him opportunities to do just that, to give this team an early lead, get this building going, and make it almost impossible for New England to come back. I think if Atlanta scores first, you're in great, great shape. If New England scores first, Josef's fight is going to be a key part of bringing Atlanta back. But I don't see a way back for New England to come from behind. I just don't think they're built that way.
All right, guys, last thing very, very quickly. Mike, if we missed anything, well, would there be any tea in the booth or anything like that? Is there anything that we need to know or that we missed or anything?
Well, we've been very immersed in Atlanta United talk here, John. But where do we stand right now?
Well, listen, I very much look forward to your worldview. We'll hand it off to you guys in just a minute. Have fun today.
And John, leave us a comment. Do us a favor. Please leave us a comment for the post-game show. That would be very helpful.
I will do it. I will do it. Be good, guys.
Thanks, John.
See you, John.
I'll wrap it up. Atlanta United coverage up next. Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.